The following is transcribed.
Welcome to Bat Soup, the never nutritious, definitely delicious podcast dedicated to the old-time radio adventures of Superman and the dynamic duo. Buckle your utility belts for lots of radio silence, plenty of reckless driving, and deepening confusion galore. Before we get to today's adventure, let's pause for this important message.
Casing, brass, they make a loud sound, then they fall to the ground. Huh.
Well, hey there, Billy. What are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm working on the shell game.
Oh, that last clue was a tough one, eh?
Not really.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what, Billy. So we don't ruin the fun for the other boys and girls, let's keep your answer to yourself this time.
Okay. Got another clue?
We sure do. Are you ready for it?
I don't really need it, but sure.
Well, here it is. They were meant for Superman, delivered in anger, but now you can have them without all the danger.
Huh. I didn't see that part coming. That's keen.
Billy's right, gang. The next swell prize is going to be keen, and you can only get them in specially marked cans of Never Nutritious, Definitely Delicious Bat Soup, coming soon wherever fine podcasts are sold. Make sure Mom stocks up so you can get in on the fun. And stay tuned. We'll reveal the next swell prize soon.
Plastic bags aren't toys unless they're balloons.
And now, Bat Soup presents today's adventure, part 5 of Is There Another Superman? As originally broadcast on February 4th, 1946.
Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman. And today, his friends Batman and Robin meet a strange and mysterious figure. We'll join them in a moment. But right now, here is Dan McCullough.
You know, gang, it's a load of fun to read stories about buried treasure. And did you ever stop to think that there's treasure buried in every package of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep? Yes, sir. A treasure of doggone good eating, plus an exciting prize, a bright-colored, smart-looking comic button to add to your collection. Why, it's a real thrill when Mom opens a new package of Pep just to see which comic strip character that you'll get. Maybe a brand new one that you don't have yet, like Grinning Smitty, or Silly-Looking Smokey Stover, or Handsome Superman himself. And if it's a duplicate, you know, like one you already have, why, that's even more fun, because then you can swap with your pals and still have a different button to wear pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And whichever button you get, it's bound to be a honey, done up in full comic strip colors, bright red and blue and black on a gleaming white background. A real eye-catcher. So how's about reminding Mom right now to get you some more Kellogg's Pep? That's the only way you can get these comic buttons, you know. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in a single penny, not even a box top. They come only as exclusive prizes in packages of Pep. Just ask Mom for P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
A series of amazing bank robberies committed by a mysterious individual apparently possessed of superhuman powers, who, strangely enough, forwards all the stolen money to charity, has posed an almost frightening problem to Superman and his friend, the famous Batman. It is Batman's belief that another Superman exists, another survivor of the planet Krypton. Superman himself, however, has an even more startling theory. He believes that because he was exposed to the nerve-shattering effects of atomic energy during his titanic battles with the Atom Man, that he is suffering from a form of amnesia, a loss of memory, and that he himself is committing the strange burglaries without having any knowledge of what he is doing. Yesterday, as you recall, he was about to give himself up to the police when Batman proposed a plan. In his guise of Bruce Wayne, he outlined the plan to Clark Kent, who, as we know, is Superman.
The way I figure it is like this, Kent. Now, according to this map,
All the banks that were broken into are in towns that form a circle within a 50-mile radius of Metropolis.
Uh-huh.
Now, see, I marked the circle off.
Yes, except that the circle isn't complete.
Right. There are two towns missing. Two towns that haven't been touched yet. Lordville and Somerset.
I see, and you think one of them is next on the list.
Right. Either Lordville or Somerset. Now, my idea is this. Tonight, Robin and I can watch the bank at Somerset, while you keep an eye on the one at Lordville.
As we continue now, it is long after midnight. Batman and Robin, hidden in a doorway opposite the Somerset Bank, were amazed to see a powerfully built man wearing a blue costume and red cape drop from the sky and approach the bank. Quickly, Robin tried to contact Superman in Lordville by walkie-talkie, but there was no response. Hearing Robin's voice, the man in the cape suddenly wheeled and faced them. In the moonlight, Batman and Robin could see he was masked. Squaring his broad shoulders, he started across the deserted street in their direction. Listen.
Uh-oh, here he comes, Batman.
Get set for trouble, boy.
Trouble is right. If he's really a Superman...
He must be. He dropped out of the sky.
Then we're dead ducks.
Maybe not. We can just keep him busy till our Superman gets here.
How's he gonna get here? He didn't answer our call.
Well, maybe he heard it, but didn't bother to answer. This is it, Robin. Let's go to town.
I'm right with you, Pat. Ah!
Chin looks and smiting. Up!
Stores his nose.
Ah! Where's going, Robin?
Nice going yourself. What's that haymaker?
Pardon me, stranger. Your chin's showing again.
And here's a lovely curtain for your eyes.
Very pretty, Robin.
Thanks. But he doesn't fall down. Look out, Batman. Don't let him grab you.
Boy, he's got me. He's as strong as a nut.
Batman, are you okay?
I guess so, but nobody ever played football with me like that before. Robin, he's coming for you.
Let go, you big... Put me down or I'll... Batman, he's got me.
Robin, are you hurt?
I'm okay, I guess. Christopher Columbus, he just wound up and threw me like a baseball.
Come on, up on your feet. That a boy. Oh, he's running away. Come on, show him after him.
Ooh, look at him go. We'll never catch him.
We've got to. Step on it.
I'm practically off the ground now.
Wait, Jupiter.
What are you slowing up for?
Stop. Look.
Jeepers, he's up in the air. He's flying.
Come on, Robin. I'm the double.
Where to now?
Back to the walkie-talkie. We've got to contact Superman in Lordville.
The same way we contacted him before?
Don't be funny. We've got to get him here in a hurry. He may still be able to catch that bruiser.
I don't see how.
Just leave it to him. Oh, here's the doorway we were in. Where'd you put the walkie-talkie?
Here it is.
Well, get on it fast.
Okay. Calling Superman. Calling Superman in Lordville. Come in, Superman. Come in.
I hope he answers this time. Any luck?
Not yet. Superman. Calling Superman. Batman and Robin calling Superman. Come in, please.
Oh, why doesn't he answer?
Maybe he's not there.
Of course he's there. Try it again.
Calling Superman. Calling Superman. Come in, Superman. Come in.
No soap, huh?
No soap.
Okay, let's go.
Where to?
We'll drive over to Lordville. Get in. Well, at least we learned something. We learned there is another Superman.
Did we?
Who else could throw us around like paper bags and then fly away?
Well...
I know what you're thinking, but you're wrong. And I'll prove it as soon as we get to Lordville. Hang on now. I'm going to make time. See that sign, Robin?
Yep. We're in Lordville. There's the bank.
All right, brace yourself. Out we go.
Looks as deserted around here as it was in Somerset.
Well, it's almost 2 a.m. Now, where's Superman?
I don't see him.
He's probably around the side of the bank, or in back. Come on.
Wouldn't you think they'd have a watchman around here or a policeman?
Oh, they rarely do in small towns like this, Robin. The constable makes the rounds every hour or so, if it isn't too cold out.
I still don't see Superman.
Well, he must be around somewhere.
Where? Superman! Hey, Superman!
You see him?
No, but if he's here, how come he doesn't see us?
I don't know. Maybe he's behind the bank.
I've got a feeling...
Hey, wait. Here's the end of the building.
He's not back here.
Hey, that's strange.
Superman! Where are you? No answer.
He's not here. I don't understand it. Something's wrong, Robin. Something's very wrong.
puzzled and confused, Batman and Robin stand at the rear of the bank building, peering into the darkness. What has happened to Superman? We'll return in a moment to find out. But first, here again is your announcer.
It's a pretty sure thing, whenever you see several fellows and girls together nowadays, that they're talking about those nifty comic buttons all the gang's collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Maybe they're comparing notes on how many buttons they've collected, or maybe trading duplicates with each other. Probably both, because swapping is one way that you're sure to get a different button to add to the others pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. Now, here's how it works. Suppose you have the Harold Teen button, and you get another one when Mom opens a new package of Pep. And one of your pals has two Superman buttons. Well, you trade off, and you've got both a new, different comic button to add to your collection. Boy, that's swell fun, isn't it? And will you be proud someday when you can sport all 18 different buttons in the series? Boy, you'll really feel like strutting around. So hop to it, gang. Better ask Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's how you get these exclusive prizes, you know. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere. But you'll find a bright-colored, gleaming comic button in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Failing to find Superman at the bank he had presumably been guarding in the village of Lordville, Batman and Robin, unable to understand it, have returned to the deserted street in front of the darkened bank.
Not a sign of him. How do you add this up, Batman?
I can't make it add at all. Superman wouldn't leave a post he was got.
Looking for somebody?
What the...
Superman.
Well, what are you two doing here?
Huh?
Where have you been?
Right here.
Right here.
Well, except for the last minute or two. I caught a glimpse of something up in the sky, something I couldn't make out, and I went up to investigate.
You say the last minute or two?
Yes. See, there wasn't a sign of life for miles around, so I thought it was perfectly safe to have a look at whatever was up there. Funny thing, I lost it, though. Then I thought I saw it again, but I happened to look down and I saw you two, so down I came to find out what was wrong. Why did you leave Somerset?
To get you. The other Superman showed up.
What?
That's right. At least we think it was another Superman.
Of course it was. It had to be if Superman was right here all the time.
Wait a minute. Tell me about this.
Well, just after 1 o'clock.
That's just a little less than an hour ago.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Robin and I were in a doorway across from the Somerset Bank.
I see.
All of a sudden, a man in a blue costume and a red cape dropped out of the sky and landed in front of the bank.
Out of the sky?
That's right.
He heard Robin calling you on the walkie-talkie and came for us. We tangled with him and got tossed around like a couple of beanbags. And then he ran away. Well, we started to chase him, but he leaped up into the air and he disappeared.
Well, why didn't you call me?
Well, I just told you. That's how we came to tangle with him. You see, he heard Robin trying to raise you.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That's impossible. Nobody called me.
Oh, no? I practically went hoarse calling you.
What?
When we first spotted the guy and then after he flew away.
You say this was about 1 o'clock?
Well, we'll call it 1:05.
1:05. Well, I was right here and the walkie-talkie was on my back just as it is now. Oh, now, wait a minute.
What?
Maybe it's out of order.
Well, we can find out easily enough.
All right, good idea.
Car's in the back of the car. You stay where you are.
Right.
I'll call you from the car.
Okay. All right, come on, Robin. We'll move back a little more.
Okay.
That's better. All right, anytime you're ready, Batman.
I'm ready now.
Go ahead, then.
Calling Superman.
It works.
Coming through?
Yes.
That means it works.
Yes. That's exactly what it means. And since it does work, how could you have called me from Somerset without my hearing you? Unless...
Once again, the same frightening thought passes through Superman's troubled mind. The horrible suspicion that somehow he himself is responsible for all that has been going on. That in this case, he may have dozed off and in a state of stupor, flown to Somerset and attacked Batman and Robin. But then, why should he attack his friends? And why should he break into banks? Do you believe he's responsible? Frankly, we don't. Or do you believe there's another Superman? Another survivor of the planet Krypton? Well, one way or the other, you'll be amazed as the mystery unfolds. So don't fail to listen. This is the most puzzling and the most exciting of Superman's many adventures.
so be sure to hear tomorrow's episode. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Want to hear a scoop? A big scoop of Kellogg News? Well, listen to this. Kellogg's Variety is back. Yes, Kellogg's have scooped six of their most famous cereals into this grand variety carton. One carton containing 10 separate generous-sized packages. So now, it's easier for Mom. She just gets Kellogg's Variety, and everybody at the breakfast table can eat his favorite cereal fresh from its own box. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Ask Mom right away to get Kellogg's Variety. It's swell, no fooling. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
That was part five of Is There Another Superman? From the Adventures of Superman. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to Bat Soup wherever you get your podcasts. Can't find us there? Drop us a line at batsouppodcast@gmail.com and we'll handle it. You can also like us and reach out on Facebook or subscribe to us on YouTube. That'll wrap things up for this episode of Bat Soup, but be sure to tune in next time when you'll hear Robin say,
"Gosh, I can't figure it out."